Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working with the industry to provide value-added opportunities for wheat producers. One way to do that is by supporting the Wheat Improvement Team and the wheat breeding efforts of Oklahoma State University. Wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver says he's got some varieties in the pipeline that have the potential of offering superior quality characteristics.
I feel pretty good about this next lineup. There's a couple that really stand out for quality that I feel like we ought to separate those. They ought to go through a different supply chain so that the quality that's in those varieties can be captured by the miller, but also the producer who's producing that quality can be rewarded for it at a higher price.
And President of U.S. Wheat Associates Vince Peterson says there are countries out there willing to pay for high quality if we can deliver it.
Our place in the world no longer is a big bulk wheat supplier. We are targeting the more sophisticated markets, those that are asking for more and willing to pay for more as well.
To learn more about the efforts of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
The cattle futures market was weak to close the day on the lows. Feeder cattle were down anywhere from about 75 to 85 cents. Now, the front month, which is January feeders at 146.82, was down 82. That's roughly $1 or 90 cents below where the feeder cattle index is. Superior had has their first big sell of the year today and tomorrow. Some traders were thinking that might be a little bit softer than expected here. And that was the reason why for the sell-off. But that's where we are now, 146.80, down 72 on the Jan feeders. Live cattle were about 20 to 50 lower. The cash market this week looks like it's going to be between 122.50 and 125. Currently, they're asking about 125 out of the live cattle. Boxed beef at midday was 30 cents lower on choice at 213.98. Select 207.26, down $1.05. The hogs today finished up $1.30 in the February hogs at $63.90. They've really caught some strength here. It's more and more is coming out about the African swine fever and the impact that's having, and ideas that the U.S. and Chinese trade negotiations could include the possibility of adding some pork to our exports.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th, 30th, at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
Well, the grain markets today were mixed again. Wheat futures were lower in Kansas City, but 2 cents higher in Chicago. And the soybeans were 9 cents higher, and corn 2 cents higher. There weren't any real defined terms as an outcome of the U.S.-Chinese trade negotiations. It did sound relatively upbeat and moving in a good direction. Some of the things seemed like they would be obvious outcomes, such as whatever we do decide, what we have to be able to measure and make sure we're enforcing it the way it's supposed to be enforced, and stuff like that, which that's working in what seems to be a good direction. The markets really didn't react to that very, very well, but nonetheless, that's wrapped up after an extended 3 days. The crude oil market today is really strong here. It's up $2.63 on crude oil, and I think that's making a pretty large impact. The Saudi Arabia has put a target of nearly $80 a barrel. So currently near 50, that's a $30 a barrel increase. And talk of increased exports or decreased exports out of Saudi Arabia in order to make that happen. So that's one of the reasons why we're seeing a rally there. Natural gas is up 2 cents at 285.60. The week of the January 22nd is supposed to get cold and maybe have a draw some of that inventory out of the natural gas production. The stock market today is up 172 in the March mini Dow. It's 23,915. We've roughly come back 10% off of the lows, which is pumping some more optimism back into the market. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.